friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA, irishradio.com, and Áine Sheridan and myself, indeed, Aaron, welcome to invite a friend of ours to the program. His name is Sean O'Hay, a Dubliner. He is Deputy Consul General of Ireland in New York, with responsibility for states like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Delaware, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. And Sean, you're very welcome.
Thanks very much. Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on the show again.
Sean, you know, interesting times indeed. And before we get into the job, which you now... now 5 years later here in New York. But tell us about your previous positions in foreign affairs, and you know, how you got into that, and particularly in the area of, you know, humanitarian aid, global health. When and how did you get into that?
Yeah, so I've been over 20 years, actually, with the Department of Foreign Affairs, so had some very varied postings, so between Brussels, Ethiopia, Geneva, and then actually my most recent posting before New York, or my most recent assignment, was back in headquarters in Irish Aid, the section dealing with the administration of Ireland's humanitarian aid budget. So I was deputy director there, and it's very fulfilling work. It's trying to make sure that the money that Irish citizens, that are the government of Ireland, give to help those in most need in the direst situations in the world in humanitarian crises are helped in the most effective way possible. So involve things like visits to places like conflict situations, Iraq, Afghanistan, South Sudan, to name some, to see what our aid partners like the Red Cross or the UN refugee agencies, how they were assisting people on the ground and how Ireland could contribute to that and help out to these people really in dire straits.
Yeah, and obviously with the current situation, Ireland is not standing by with the horrific, you know, war that is taking place, and we can call it a war, you know, with Russia and Ukraine, and Ireland is still very welcoming to refugees, and that's nothing new. We've done that for years. But tell us about Ireland and the refugees and the services that they're providing.
Well, I think Irish people have just shown an incredible generosity and incredible empathy to people fleeing conflict in Ukraine, opening their houses, you know, helping out, you know, children who are now attending schools in Ireland. And I think, in a way, you know, that stems back to our experience of famine ourselves and that sort of that intergenerational knowledge or history that has been passed on. People in Ireland kind of have that sort of innate understanding of what it is to have to leave their homes in order to seek a better life elsewhere, to escape, you know, hunger or conflict or what have you. And I always thought that was quite a nice link here between my work back in the humanitarian unit in Dublin and my work here in New York. Is, for example, you know, that the famine memorial here, as you know well, in Manhattan, and that it's sort of the foundation story of Irish America almost in the Northeast, that you know, people escaped famine back in Ireland in the 1840s and found, you know, safer ground here in the US. So there's that parallel there.
I'm glad you gave me an opening there to mention the Ireland's Great Hunger, the Famine Memorial at Battery Park City here in New York. And just as an aside, and you know, I don't have to apologize for this. It's fine. That comes from my home parish of Attymass in County Mayo. I want though to ask you about, you know, over the last 5 years, some of the highlights of, you know, your work in the Irish Consulate in New York. You want to start?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's really the highlight really is just getting out and about in the community. The Irish communities here, Irish Americans, are just so welcoming and often just so delighted to have someone from the consulate come to an event. It's really, you know, incredibly touching and incredibly humbling to go out and see how the links remain so strong between Ireland and the US, even kind of generations later. People still would come up to you and say, you know, I'm Irish too, and you'd say, oh, where are you from in Ireland? They'd say, well, no, actually, you know, we're generations here in Buffalo or whatever it is, but they still really feel Irish. So I think the second weekend I was here 5 years ago, I went to the Hooli on the Hudson up in the Hudson Valley, Kingston. That was really a sort of a magical experience, my introduction to Irish festivals, and had a very warm welcome there from the late Bill Yosh, who was very involved in organizing that festival. But, you know, there's amid the amazing festival, the Hudson Valley Fest, organized by Dan Dennehy and others every year in Peekskill, and just fantastic Irish community organizations all throughout the area that we cover. You know, the Emerald Isle, there's the Emerald Isle cruise every year. I didn't get to go on it this week, but I've been on it before. It's fantastic. And, you know, even just today I was out in the New York Irish Center. They do in Long Island City. They're doing wonderful work. So it's just, we have such fantastic Irish community organizations and such a breadth of events happening. So it's great.
It is. And, you know, you have mentioned the Emerald Isle Immigration Center there, and also we have, of course, the Ashling Center, you know, in Bronx Yonkers, and the New York Irish Center here in New York again, in Queens, in Long Island City. Many of those organizations continue to be supported both financially and indeed with the great backing of the Irish government, you know, as evidenced by, you know, there's hardly an event that takes place that representatives from the Irish consulate, you know, they're there. They're part of, you know, very much a part of the event. And I know that, and I'm just mentioning some of the organizations, it would take us the rest of the program to list them all, but the Irish-American community, one thing that has remained constant is the love, the affiliation with Ireland. And as you mentioned, that's for, you know, people who just arrived here, some who, you know, have through the years, you know, some have still an issue with their status. But everybody appears to be proud of their Irishness, whether that's, you know, whether you arrived yesterday or maybe your great-great-grandfather came to America. You found that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, I think, something that we shouldn't take for granted, though, as well, that people remain proud of their Irishness. We you notice that other communities perhaps don't have that same affiliation with the country that their grandparents or their great grandparents came from, but it's remained strong with Irish America. And what we try and do with our immigrant support program that you touched on, we're giving, you know, support to these Irish communities to help strengthen the Irish community and its bond with Ireland, really, because we know that it's not to be presumed that this bond will remain without our work and the work of all these incredible Irish organizations who need our support.
In addition to encouraging and being represented at the many organizations, not just functions, but wherever Irish interests are being discussed, evaluated, the consulate, the Irish consulate, particularly, I think, and of course I'm partial, here in New York, is indeed a home for people who have not only, from Ireland or about Ireland, but you have reached out, and the consulate reaches out to other ethnics, to other areas where we, you know, as Irish, want to indeed become part of and welcome various ethnics or those who may not have had much Irish representation until, say, the last half century or so.
Hmm. Yeah, I suppose Ireland itself is more diverse than it's ever been, and Irish America is more diverse. So I suppose as a consulate, we're very conscious of the need to not only be sort of inclusive, but to actively reach out to people who mightn't, you know, in the past have felt that there was a place for them in Irish organizations or at Irish events. So, you know, I was delighted a couple of years ago to be at the launch of the African American Irish Diaspora Network in the Consul General's residence here in New York, kind of to, you know, reach out to people who are African American but also Irish at the same time, and so they might feel that they were, you know, welcome at Irish events. And of course, we've done a lot on the LGBTQ community. We're coming up, I think, we're in Pride Month at the moment, and Ireland will again be marching in New York Pride on the 25th of June, and we're already, it's fantastic, oversubscribed with our 100 marchers marching on that date.
Yeah, that's Sunday.
Ireland has changed. Ireland, I think, we're trying to show that Ireland is inclusive, open, welcoming, and a diverse place now.
We also are, I suppose, lucky in many ways to have the current Consul General in New York, Helena Nolan. Isn't she from Kilkenny?
She is from Kilkenny. She's wonderful, and she's always pitching Kilkenny. Even this morning, we were in a meeting, and she was pitching some architects to go visit Kilkenny and upping the Craft Council, which is based there. She's wonderful. She's been here almost 2 years now, and was previously actually posted to as ambassador to Belgium, which is where I had my first posting as well. So we have that link.
Yeah, terrific. Well, we know that again, the image of the consulate or Irish consulates throughout the United States was, well, that's the place you go to get a passport or to get your passport renewed. And that has changed tremendously, drastically over the years, because actually now one does not have to go to the consulate, issuance of passport or passport renewals. It can all be done online.
Yes, absolutely. So I suppose COVID sort of accelerated this a little bit, and the movement of all services online. But yeah, you can do it all online. And if it's not your first time, if you're renewing a passport and it's under 5 years since your last one expired, you can do it online and in most cases, no extra documentation. You don't need to send any documentation anywhere. You can just do it all online and then get the passport in the post. So it has been an improvement for most people in the service and in the, you know, getting your passport back in a timely way.
During the pandemic, one noteworthy mention about the Irish consulate is you didn't take the 2 years off. You were and have been on board and available round the clock. Pandemic or COVID notwithstanding, the Irish government had indeed took responsibility for an area that was brand new to, well, first of all, to all of us, but in terms of being, you know, there to make life easier and, again, to offer the services, of and support, you know, for Irish organizations and indeed on an individual basis. It is indeed noteworthy because it was just not taking anything away from the, the devastation of the pandemic, but it brought a lot of new problems, with it, and particularly for Irish immigrants. We were there.
Yeah. So yes, we were in the back in the office there throughout, kind of distancing sort of one day in, one day out on split teams. But obviously, particularly for the undocumented, it was a very difficult time, a very isolating time. People who, felt they couldn't go home to Ireland because they wouldn't be able to get back into the US, for example. And we were, I think did some good, very good work supporting Irish organizations like the New York Irish Centre, like the Ashling Centre, like the Emerald Isle, like the GAA with this Launch a 2020 program, which kind of helped those in our community who were kind of most in need. And I think that really was some part of those that section of the community were the undocumented people who couldn't apply for certain supports, but people who were that others could, people who lost their jobs, who maybe had kind of casual jobs, and also there was a huge mental health toll on many people, and we supported Solace House and in the work that they do in helping counsel people through depression and other mental health issues, which was, lots of people felt very isolated and very alone during that time. So it's great to have that behind us. But it was a real demonstration, I think, of how the Irish community can still rally together when necessary, and are really, proud to be part of a community that comes together and helps those in most need.
I think even, for you to be in New York, at that, during that time and during that period, again, you were eyewitness to the great, Mehel, attitude of you know, particularly Irish Americans, of course, a lot of people, who, and that's what we're good for. We are. Mm. It's our history. Again, you had mentioned the famine. We learned from that together we can get things done, and we need to be together, even if we don't agree on, you know, many items. We don't have to. Mm-hmm. If there's an emergency, the Irish are there. They will. We see it particularly in, as you mentioned, Solace House, you know, which, again, is an organization here that, you know, that deals with depression and mental illness, suicide. We get together. We don't have to know personally. We do know that a lot of people need help, and even if we're not in a very fluid situation financially, you know, fluid, that we're there, and that's what we do. Mm. That again was very much demonstrated during the pandemic.
Mm. And you mentioned the word Mahal, and of course there was the great organization that the Mahal Initiative as well organized, I think, you know, made sure that meals went to first responders, and I think looked after getting sort of masks and other materials that nurses and first responders needed. So that was also a wonderful initiative.
Of the over the last 5 years of your reign here in New York, are there some areas or some, you know, events or whatever that might stick in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, we've talked about just some of the highlights of being out and about, but I think when you walk down Fifth Avenue on March 17th, that always definitely sticks in your mind when you're walking down and waving at the sort of millions of people on assembled on Fifth Avenue. That's a very, very special moment always, and kind of will always stick with me. And of course, then in March as well, there's the St. Pat's for All parade in Queens,
sure,
which is also a really special moment, a really fantastic, inclusive event in Queens. So it just, you know, there. I mean, those are two things. St. Patrick's Month, of course, as we call it, is just, it's almost a blur, I think, every year. Just there's so many events, so many parades, flag raisings, and it just really makes you very, it's very energizing, actually, exhausting, but energizing kind of at the same time, and just a real demonstration of the strength of Irish America still. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, with the consulate, it is a place where the Irish community get to meet with you know, ministers that come from Ireland, each and every one covering a different aspect of, you know, of the services and the involvement of the Irish government. Mm. It is the place. It really is. And again, the outreach, it's a home away from home for, you know, really for a lot of Irish people who are more than interested in keeping up with, you know, with the current events or indeed issues that are of interest to us here and definitely, you know, to the Irish people and the Irish government.
Mm. Yeah, thank you for saying that. I mean, I think maybe in the past, consulates and embassies, Irish consulates and Irish embassies, were a bit more closed off. But I mean, I really feel in recent years, we've tried to make sure they're very open, accessible. You know, it's
it's not our consulate, it's your consulate. You know, it's the consulate for all Irish and Irish American in the States that we cover. And, you know, we're there to support our Irish community. That's our job. And we want to make sure that people feel welcome and that they, you know, that they can call on us for support and call on us for assistance, and we're there for them.
Sean, it's always a pleasure. And somewhere, did you ever, you know, did you ever start a diary on day one, or in the consular area covered by New York, all the different states and so forth, are you going to be able to reflect on those, or are you going to be cute, a cute dub, and, you know, have a list in your pocket so that you can rattle off some of these? It has been, I'm sure, a super experience to meet, you know, for most of us, you've in your during the last 5 years, the visitor places that we can't even not only visit, but we don't even know where they are. But wherever the Irish communities are, the Irish consulate is as open and provides service as right here in New York. That must be nice.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I wish I'd kept a diary, because I've had a good few adventures, but hopefully I've retained some of the memories in my head. But I'll certainly have very fond memories of my 5 years in New York. It's been really fantastic, and so many fantastic friends and contacts made in the community. You know, it's been wonderful.
Yeah. You know, a lot of us, when events are over and we're rattling off, people who we met there, of great significance, more often than not you hear, well, Sean is there from the consulate, and you've had so many events that you've covered. The representation has been terrific. And, you know, you're about to take a career break for 1 year yet. And that is something, but you're not actually rushing for this career break. You're not exactly rushing to anywhere else. You love New York, and as you have professed for a long, long time, that's something that, so you're going to be around, you know, for that year.
Yeah, so my term here is done in 5 years, and obviously it's a very popular posting. I think many other people in our system were anxiously looking to see if they could come here.
If you'd ever get out,
Yes, exactly, would that fella ever come home? But I felt I wasn't quite done with New York yet, so I'll be taking a career break for a year and staying around New York, which is great. So I'll be able to go to these community events now as just an attendee rather than, moderating a panel or giving a speech or something. I'll be listening to somebody else do that. So I'm very much looking forward to it. But I'm sure I'll be back into the consulate on a regular basis.
Sure. Well, that's great.
Listen, thank you so much.
Okay, and Sean O'Hay, there, friends, good friend, deputy consul and representative of the Irish government here in New York. And friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com, worldwide.